Boris Johnson said his favourite band are The Clash, and his favourite song is Pressure Drop by The Clash. He said this in an interview last year. This is Boris Johnson's favourite song. I've learnt it just for you.
Pressure drop, pressure drop. Pressure's gonna drop on you.
I mean, I know it better than Boris Johnson anyway, you know. Fans of The Clash were quick to air their ire on Twitter, according to NME. It said, David Cameron liked The Jam, Boris Johnson likes The Clash. Do any of these chinless fucks ever listen to the lyrics? Next, Jacob Rees-Mogg will be telling us how he loves NWA and was always down with the West Coast vibe. One wrote, while another added, don't pretend to like The Clash, you lying Tory fuck brain. That's the two different ways you can use Twitter there. You know, just try and be clever, or just call Boris Johnson a fuck brain. So, the big question about Boris Johnson is on everybody's lips.
Oh, you got to let me know. Should he stay?
Should he stay or should he go? Now, what has Boris Johnson done? Well, on the positive side, Boris Johnson has had sex with everyone. not quite. He's... But between Boris Johnson and Mick Hucknall, they've fucked everyone, haven't they? There's plenty of fish in the sea, and between Boris Johnson and Mick Hucknall, they have fucked all the fish. But you know, that's not a bad thing in a way, because when they say you're the one, you know, that means something, doesn't it? You know, they fucked a lot. If they look at you and say you're the most beautiful woman in the world, that means something. There's no point hearing that from a virgin. If Boris Johnson says it, oh! You know, some people say it after one date, don't they? They go, oh, you're beautiful, you're like, I love you, you're the most beautiful. They used to say it on Blind Date, didn't they? Oh, I think I'm in love. Silly used to get a hat. Oh, I'm in love after one date. That's the real sign of where society has gone. Where the fabric of our society, the morality, has been fucked in this country in the last 20 or 30 years. In the 80s, certainly in the UK, probably around the world in America as well, I suspect, there was a show called Blind Date. Three contestants, and then one woman or man choosing on the other side. There was never a gay edition, I don't think, back in the 80s and 90s. That wasn't accepted back in the 80s and 90s. Maybe there was an old person's episode, but oh, they're old and they still... They're old and they still want to not be lonely. We used to laugh at them, didn't we? And there was cheeky questions given out to the three people. It's like, wow, same questions. Number one, I like DIY. What's your favourite tool? She said tool. Well, Steph, I like the screwdriver because that's the name of my favourite cocktail. Oh, I thought it was going to be ruder than that. Oh, cheeky. Laura laughs. Now, of course, the biggest dating show is Naked Attraction. Slightly different. Same questions. Number two, can you show me your actual clitoris? In close-up and HD on your bald vagina. Oh, it's pierced. Oh, I'd love to suck that pierced clitoris. I'm quoting the show here. And by the way, my favourite tool is my cock, which, as you can see, is semi-erect because I've been fluffing it and trying to get it ready to thumb into your tattooed vagina. Oh, I sense wedding bells. I'm going to buy a hat. That programme has done nothing for the tattooing business, by the way. All the contestants covered in tattoos. They're not role models, are they? Be like a judge sentencing someone to death and then immediately getting a tear tattoo. I don't feel I can maintain my gangster rep anymore now that Judge Pickles has done it. Now, the only woman Boris Johnson hasn't had sex with in the Conservative Party is Theresa May. Imagine if Boris Johnson fucked Theresa May. You know, not only would it be news for weeks. You know. I mentioned John Major and Elton John fucked. John Major, yeah. Have you heard that? Lockdown's hard, isn't it? John Matron, Edwina Curry, fucked. Earlier on in this podcast, previous episode. Okay, I can't get that image out of my head now. And seemed to me you lived your life like the most boring prime minister we ever had. Where was I? Yeah, if Boris Johnson fucked Theresa May, not only would it be news for weeks and months, but it would also be the conspiracy theories around it, wouldn't it? As to why they were fucking. It's like, oh, have you heard Boris Johnson has fucked Theresa May? There must be a reason for that. Oh, yeah, I heard they're in charge of a paedophile ring running out of a Pizza Express on Trafalgar Square. Oh, yeah, I've heard that as well. Oh, yeah. Oh, have you heard? When Boris Johnson went down on Theresa May for the first time, it started coronavirus. Oh, yeah, I've heard that as well. Something about eating a bat in a wet market. The biggest reason that Boris Johnson hasn't had sex with Theresa May, of course, is he'd have to finally have sex with someone older than him. After fucking two things younger than him over the last year, his wife, obviously 32 years old, Carrie, and of course the European Union, 27 years old. Boris finally realised you need an agreement to come out, and what an amazing agreement that is. Thanks, Boris. Musicians like me now can't work in Europe. It's fine. I don't think I'll be getting much work as a musician in Europe, to be honest. Yeah, you can't exit without an agreement. You know, you can't just whip it out and say, I'm starting a new relationship with America. Boris is not going to do that, because America is 244 years old. But to Boris Johnson, that would just be a fascination fuck, wouldn't it? This man has less sexual principles than some of the women that have fucked him. You heard me. If you go down to suck the married penis of Boris Johnson, you're not necessarily kneeling on the moral high ground. And I'm talking to you, Elton John. Fucking our Prime Minister, Boris Johnson. Fucking John Major. Elton John, how could you? No one is on the moral high ground anymore, because our morality and subtlety have been fucked. Same question to number three. If successive prime ministers and the royal family are fucking everything that moves, including children, don't you think we should just collectively think, fuck it, let's kick down the blind date barrier and all four of us can just fuck and cover each other with a Laura Laura spunk? Anyway, Boris Johnson has been having sex with Olga Dee, according to his diaries, Resurrection Post-Covid Diaries by Boris Johnson. Search Amazon on Boris Johnson's book and you'll get a little bit of that. Well, you'll get all of it if you buy it. I'm going to give you a little bit of it now. Resurrection Post-Covid Diaries by Boris Johnson. So, naughty me, I thought I'd have another pop at Olga Dee. Remember the violinist? Anyway, fate finally gave me a break and she was over from Dubai doing some gigs in London at the weekend, so I invited her over. Carrie was away with the family for the night. Well, a gentleman never tells, but I certainly did fuck her. And my goodness, she's amazing. So, so beautiful. She looks like a Russian doll, but thin. And there's not a smaller person inside her. Well, until I got in, of course. Available on Amazon now. Should he stay or should he go? I think he should stay, to be honest, because if he stays, there will be trouble. But if he goes, there might be double. Look back. Cameron went. We think it can't get any worse. Theresa May came in. We thought it can't get any worse. Now Boris Johnson. Who next? Jacob Rees-Mogg? Let's get an actual bull in. An actual bull. Don't take it into the China shop. Or anywhere. A bull will go fucking mental. Only when provoked have we misjudged the bull. All right, let's give the bull five more years. Then let's give the hippo a chance. Maybe a snake or a fucking mosquito. But only British mosquitoes, none of this European fucking muck. Lots of love to you.